Damn. It just keeps getting better and better, doesn't it, babe? Oh, fuck, that was good. What? How did we end up here? You're asking me? You should remember. You started it all. What do you mean? No. You started it. Of course you did. Remember that night that we came back from the club? The one where I was flirting with some of the guys? Fuck. I've never seen you as wild as you were that night, babe. We barely made it up the first set of stairs before your cock was in me, and oh, you were pounding me so hard, pulling on my hair and telling me what a fucking slut I was. And then you started talking about the guys at the bar, asking me if they were hard when I was flirting with them, telling me that you knew I'd want to be a slut for them, just like I was being a slut for you right there on the stairs, with my legs spread wide, begging you to come in me. Oh, fuck. I still remember the sounds of your balls slapping against my pussy as you just pounded me. And then you told me how fucking hot it would be if one of those guys was right there and I was sucking his big cock while you were fucking the shit out of me. Oh, I could tell you fucking loved that, babe. And I started talking back to you, telling you how I'd take him deep in my throat, how warm his cock would be, how his hands would feel in my hair, how you could hear me gagging on it, and I didn't have to say much more than that. You fucking shot off deep in my cunt, practically screaming. God, I've never been fucked like that before. Of course I loved it. It was the hot fantasy. Well, yeah, a fantasy that eventually turned into reality, but that was you too. Yes, it was. Because I thought we were just role-playing, you know, fantasy stuff. Not reality. Even when you kept bringing those imaginary cocks into our, well, fucking, and talking about what a slut I was for them as you fucked me or as I sucked you off, I still thought it was all part of a fantasy of yours. Yes, and mine, of course. Our sex life, like, improved tenfold after we started playing with that fantasy. And yeah, we talked a little bit about it, but I never really thought you were serious until that night. You want me to tell you about it? You're getting hard again, aren't you? You love it when I tell you the story of how I became your little cock whore, don't you? Okay, baby. Well, I remember coming home one Friday night after work and you had a friend over. I'd never met him and it was kind of odd since usually you talk about all your buddies and you tell me if you're gonna have any company, but he seemed nice enough and we were all getting along so well. Then I remember going to get us more drinks in the kitchen and you followed me. You leaned in behind me and I could feel your cock getting hard. And you told me that you wanted to watch me suck his cock. I was shocked and excited, and my pussy was instantly wet, but still, I thought you were just kidding around. I don't know, something about the look on your face, just such unbridled lust and desire. I knew you were serious, and before I could answer, you went back into the living room, leaving me to decide whether I was gonna go through with it or not. Oh, and it being a while since you and I had fucked, just because we'd been so busy and everything was going so good with us, I was nervous. I didn't want to ruin it, and I couldn't understand how you would really like to see me with another man. But still, it was such a tempting offer, and so I undid almost all the buttons of my shirt, slipped off my bra, went back into the room, waiting for a sign, any sign that your friend was interested in taking things further. The minute I walked back in the room, I knew both of you could tell I had no bra on. It's kind of hard to hide any excitement with my big tits, and I could see his cock twitch a little in his pants. So I sat really close to him on the couch, leaning over so that he could look down my top if he wanted to. I saw him look at you, maybe for approval, maybe just to judge your reaction, and I guess he must have been okay with whatever you responded, because he slipped his hand into my top and started playing with my tits. Oh my god, that was one of the naughtiest things I'd ever done, sitting there letting some other man grope me right in front of my boyfriend, who didn't seem to mind. If anything, I knew that your cock was even harder than it was before. And as he started twisting my nipple, I unbuckled his pants and slipped my hand inside to find his cock thick and hard and ready, babe. Oh, fuck. It was so different and naughty to feel a new cock in my hand. The texture of him, the heat of him. Oh, and I wanted to know the taste of him, babe. So I slipped down off the couch onto the floor in front of him and looked over at you to make sure that you were okay with this. Like, really okay with me about to put this guy's cock in my mouth. And you just nodded at me, telling me that I should keep going. And I licked the tip a little, just to see, you know, get the first taste. And oh, I missed being a slut for a strange cock, babe. Not that I don't love your cock, you know I do. It's the cock I always want. But just the excitement of something new. A hard, horny man for me to pleasure with my mouth. Oh, I love that. Oh, fuck, babe. Oh, my story's got you stroking already. You want me to do it? You want me to keep talking until you use my mouth later? Okay. I think it's so fucking sexy when you stroke your cock anyway. Fuck. God, you look good. What? Oh, yeah, the story. wrapped my lips around the head of his cock, and oh, it tasted good. Really good. And it'd been so long. I started sucking him hard. I was kind of going wild on him. Just bobbing my head up and down. Getting his shaft soaking wet. And then I used my hand to do that thing you like, where I twist it and jack off its cock while I suck the tip and swirl my tongue around it. You know how that drives men wild, babe. And he slipped his pants down lower so that I could rub his balls and... Oh, God. To be honest, I felt kind of guilty that I was so into it, and when he put his hand on the back of my head to try and push me down lower on his cock, I wasn't sure. I didn't know if he'd actually want that, but to my surprise, it wasn't his hand pushing my head down on his cock, was it, babe? It was yours. You'd come over and stood beside me, and I looked up at you, confused but excited, and you told me to be a good little slut and show him how deep I could take his cock in my throat. And oh, fuck me. I swear my pussy almost came just from hearing you say that. Oh, and then I felt you push the back of my head, forcing me to take his cock all the way down my throat. Oh, and he was big and thick, babe. Oh, you remember that? Those gagging sounds I made when I first had to take him all the way down. Yes, you knew your little slut would love it. Oh, and you kept the base with my head, keeping me buried down at the base of his cock until I couldn't take it anymore, and then you let me up for air and whisper in my ear what a good little slut I was and how proud you were of me and how fucking hot and sexy I looked being a slut for you. Oh, babe. Oh, that did it. I just sucked him so hard and took him so deep that he started to come. Ah, you could see it, too, his hips jerking and his head thrown back, and you pulled my head off a little and told me to open my mouth and show you him coming right there on my tongue. Ah, fuck. Oh, you have no idea how exciting it was for me to taste another man's cum after so long. And he tasted different than you. Not better, just different. His cum was thicker and, saltier, and there was so much of it. It just pooled there on my tongue, and with your hand in my hair, you twisted my head a little so I'd look up at you, and you kept saying, show me what a slut you are, babe. Show me that big load of his cum in your mouth. Ah, and I stuck out my tongue, remember? And I showed you that thick, hot, white, creamy cum, and then I licked my lips and I swallowed it all while you watched. Couldn't read the expression on your face. Then, I don't know, like, I kind of felt bad, like, maybe you weren't as turned on by this as I thought you would be. Maybe you were mad at me. Maybe I went too far, going wild on his cock there at the end. I don't know, it all just felt too real and too strange. But I guess I shouldn't have worried, because he obviously wasn't done yet. his cock was still rock hard, and he tugged my head away from yours and pulled me up onto the couch. He wanted to fuck me, babe. And still I wasn't sure. Was this what you wanted? Did you actually want him to put his cock inside me? No condom, nothing? Would you be mad? Because, oh, I really wanted it so bad, babe. His cock was so good in my mouth, I could only imagine how good it would feel in my pussy. And I looked over at you again, unsure, and you nodded at me and said, fuck him good, babe. Oh my god. Oh, I just slammed my pussy down on that rock hard cock. Oh, I was soaking wet. You could hear it. And I looked over at you while I started riding him. Watched you rubbing your cock through your pants. I could see that little wet spot that you get sometimes when I relentlessly tease you and you want to fuck me so bad, but I won't let you take your cock out. But this time it was you denying yourself while you watched me fuck another man, and he ripped my top the rest of the way open and grabbed both my big tits with his hands and squeezed them hard while I fucked him. Oh, he was rough, babe. Oh, but I like it rough, and I don't know if you told him that or he could just tell, but oh, I loved it. I loved being such a fucking slut for this strange cock. Oh, and I threw my head back and I felt you behind me lean your lips down over me and kiss me, wild and passionate, while I was riding his cock. And, oh, babe, I couldn't wait. I couldn't help myself. It was just so fucking erotic. I came so hard. Oh, I screamed my orgasm into your mouth, and oh, your hands covered my tits over his, and you made him squeeze me so hard, and again, and it made me nervous, because you were right there, and oh, you held me down and said, ah, oh, take it, babe, take it all. Oh, fuck. Oh, and I did. Oh, I took all of that hot, thick, white cum into my cunt, babe. Oh, God. Fuck, it was so good. One of the best orgasms I'd ever had, and it wasn't with you. Well, it was, kind of. You made it so fucking hot. You kissing me like that, pushing me down on his cock. Oh, I've never imagined anything could feel that amazing. And then I guess I didn't know what to do after that, but you told me you wanted to see it. His cum dripping out of my pussy. So I slowly slid off of him and leaned back onto the couch and spread my legs wide, and you could see it just dribbling out in globs. And oh, I saw something wild in your eyes, and maybe he did too, because he zipped up, slapped you on the back, and said thanks, leaned down and kissed me on the forehead, and said that I was fucking amazing, and then he showed himself out. I learned later that you guys had talked about how it would end and start, and I was none the wiser. Not like it mattered. All I remember after that is how fucking wild you were to have me. Oh, you just flipped me over, pushed me down into the couch, and slammed your cock into my soaking wet cunt. Oh, and I talked so dirty to you that night, babe. Do you remember? I asked you if you liked my slutty cunt filled with his cum. Oh, and you banged me so fucking hard. Oh, you called me a fucking whore. A dirty little cum slut. Oh, and I loved it, and I begged for it, and I told you that I wanted to fuck more cocks, and I wanted to be covered in cum. Fuck, that made you crazy for it. Oh, even right now, babe. God, you're stroking so fast. That's so fucking hot, babe. Oh, and I remember telling you if you could feel how he stretched out my pussy. Oh, and if his warm cum felt good on your cock. Oh, God. Fuck. Yes, you loved that, didn't you? Oh, and then I asked you how slutty I looked with his cock buried deep in my throat. And then I told you that I wanted to taste your cock covered in his cum. Oh, that was it, wasn't it? That was what broke you. Fuck, you just pushed me down onto the floor and just sat on my face, slamming your cock deep into my throat. Ugh, I couldn't move. I couldn't pull my head off. You were just using me like the whore that I was. Oh, babe. Oh, fuck. I didn't even tell you, but I just started coming. I wasn't touching my cunt or anything. Just you wild for me being a slut made me come right there. And I screamed around your cock in my throat, and you started pumping all that fucking cum down my throat. Oh, God. Oh, and then you slipped your cock out quickly and jacked the rest of it off onto my lips so you could see me covered in your cum, too. Like the perfect little whore. Oh, and I just kept licking it and moaning and writhing because I couldn't stop coming, babe. Oh, my pussy just kept coming, coming, and coming. And then you lay down beside me and whispered in my ear, "Thank you, thank you, thank you." You couldn't thank me enough for fucking another man in front of you. It was the craziest thing, something even my wildest fantasies couldn't have conjured up, but damn, in that moment, I felt so lucky to be yours, to know that you wanted this and that I could make you happy by just being the slut that I am. And I licked the rest of your cum off my lips and kissed you hard and deep and wild. Do you remember, babe? For the rest of the night, we just stayed there on the living room floor, fucking and fucking and fucking, reliving every moment of me with that man, and every moment of you reclaiming me as yours. Oh. I noticed that my story made your cock come, but I have so many more stories about our adventures after that first one. You love them all, don't you? Me too. No, I'm not gonna clean you off, babe. I'm gonna climb up onto that cum-soaked cock and ride it while I tell you what plans I have for our next adventure. Oh, yes. You've made a monster out of me, and you love it.